Conrad, why are we here?
Well, Punter James, I've done some Googling and I came across the biggest scam in Australian history. Welcome to the Punters Politics Podcast, where we make politics simple for everyday punters like me, Conrad.
And like me, James.
Politicians and the corporate media, they want to make politics as complicated and divisive as possible, so regular everyday punters feel overwhelmed and disengaged, and rightly so, to be honest. But the Punters Politics Podcast, we want to focus on issues that directly impact we the punters, you the punters, giving us a handle on the issues so we don't fall for the BS and spin that the corporate media and the politicians sell to us every single week.
So are we everyday punters a gateway drug into politics?
Straight into politics, yes. Watch out. It's a dangerous game that we're playing here. You might end up loving politics. Oh, who knows? James, it's our first episode, but we already have a voice message from one of the punters out there who heard that we were putting a podcast together and have sent in an audio message, I guess, to help us introduce the show.
I've got it here. Let's hear from Punter Stacey.
I'm new to your Punters Politics page, as in I literally discovered you yesterday, but I just want to quickly say that I'm really enjoying your informative content. I tend to have an ignorance is bliss approach to politics, and I know that's wrong and I know I shouldn't, but I think, like heaps of others, I find it quite overwhelming and I find it really hard to sieve through the bullshit and direct my energy into what really matters to me. So thank you. I'm keen to keep learning from yous and enjoying all things politics, and I really wish you all the best. Good luck with the potty. You!
Punter Stacey, thank you. For whether you're a punter for a day or a week, you're an everyday punter just like us, and the ignorance is bliss punter, I can relate. That sometimes politics gets overwhelming and you tap out. Sometimes you got to. Hopefully, we can get you back in the octagon.
Conrad, why are we here?
Well, Punter James, I've done some Googling and I came across the biggest scam in Australian history.
Tell me about it.
Well, a couple months ago, I made an Instagram reel on my newly minted Instagram account, Punters Politics. And I don't know if you saw it, but it got quite a few views and punters really got riled up. I went from 2,000 followers to 100,000 followers in 3 weeks.
That's unheard of.
Unheard of. When the algorithm gods blessed me.
Why did the algorithm gods bless you?
Well, I made the reel about Australia versus Qatar. And I pointed out that in Qatar, Qatari citizens, specific on that, Qatari citizens pay no personal income tax. They get free education, free healthcare, subsidized housing, and a hell of a lot of other perks.
That sounds like a great deal, but how does it work?
Well, it turns out that Qatar has a lot of something called natural gas.
Right.
Like, imagine paying no income tax.
That'd be fantastic.
30% of your pay packet or more you'd get each week. That's like the daily life for a Qatari citizen.
I'll take it.
All because they export gas, and guess bloody what?
What?
We export gas. Guess what again?
Don't tell me.
We export more gas than them.
Yeah.
And they earn 20 times the tax revenue from their gas than we do.
Wow.
So if we were taxing our resources properly, we would be wealthier than Qatar. And what does that mean? No income tax. That's what it kind of means. Well, that's what Qatar chose to do with it. So Qatar made in 1 year $76 billion from their gas, right?
Decent amount.
Decent amount. So remembering we export more than them, we're number two, the US is number one. We were number one for a period of time there, but the US overtook us.
Okay.
How much do you think we're getting from our gas that's been exported?
They're $76 billion, yeah. Let's go $85 billion.
Well, if we were exporting more than them, you would think we would earn more than them. We get $2 billion. Two. Single digit.
That's annually, right?
Let me count. One, two.
It didn't take you very long.
That was in 1 year. So, obviously, I made the video on this. Punters were outraged. I was like, well, yeah, I'm outraged too. Here's another comparison I made. So, I doubled down and made more Instagram reels on this thing. I'm like, oh, well, the punters want to know more about this big scam.
Yeah.
So, Norway exports a lot of oil. Right? Very similar to gas. It's a similar use case. And they earned $133 billion in 1 year exporting this.
Okay, so about double as much as Qatar.
So a lot. A bloody lot. And obviously, we are also a petro state. So why aren't we getting all of this money?
Now, that figure, $133 billion.
It's a big one.
It sounds like a lot, but how much is $133 billion actually?
It's really hard. I think you've hit it. And I, in my Instagram reel, I made a few graphs. It's really hard to grasp how much money this is. Because the difference between a million and a billion is not the same as between a thousand and a million, right? It's not the same.
Okay.
But it's hard to conceptualize. Mm. So I put some figures in it on like a national budget scale. So if we wanted to put dental into Medicare, right? I would love that.
Free dental for everyone in Australia.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I was to go in and just get my teeth done when I not having to pay $800 or $1,000, whatever it's going to cost, haven't been in a while, I'm afraid to go for free. We're always told that's too expensive and that's unrealistic.
Mm.
The price tag on that for 1 year to have it in dental and Medicare for 1 year is $7 billion.
Okay, so our $2 billion doesn't really cover it.
Doesn't cover it, but I'll tell you what would. 76 billion, it would. It really would. So free university, price tag on that, $7 billion.
So we could have free dental for everyone in Australia and free university for anyone who wants to go.
Yeah.
At only $14 billion.
We've got plenty more to spend. We're going to spend a lot more time in that shop to burn that.
Open up the wallet.
This is correct. So this is, I think, why it's outrageous. So that's how we put the money, I guess, into context, going, what could we afford for services in Australia? So we're all getting outraged. I'm making more videos on this sort of thing. And I wake up one morning. Now I want to play maybe a little game with you here. Conspiracy or coincidence? I wake up and my very first reel that got over a million punter views with such a small account.
Yeah.
Punters were really vibing this. They felt the scam as deeply as I did.
Outraged as much as us.
Which is why this is episode one of the podcast. I woke up this morning to a notification saying that my video had breached Instagram's guidelines and it had been removed from Instagram.
I'm leaning towards conspiracy at the moment.
Well, I was like, oh, maybe it's coincidence. I don't know. But you decide at home. So I just put it back up. I just thought, all right, you want to go to war with the punters? And I told the punters, I was like, guys, this has been removed. Let's go. Let's make sure everyone knows about it. And then the punters really, so big thanks to the punters who really, because they share all the Instagram reels and they share all this, maybe this podcast, they're the ones sharing it. That's the only reason this gets out there.
So the algorithm gods just don't want to bless this type of content coming through.
I don't think they do. Like their corporate backers probably don't enjoy us exposing the fact that they're taking our natural resources for a steal, the bargain of nothing. And I hate to break it to you, but it gets worse.
Yeah.
This conspiracy runs a lot deeper. Gas companies, and I'm focusing on gas companies because if you know Australia, we got a lot of stuff. A lot. Iron ores, coals, gas, everything. We've got it. But I'm focusing on just on gas for now, for this episode. So we're making, these gas companies are making billions in profits and they pay bugger all in royalties and they pay bugger all in taxes. So BHP, to be fair, BHP actually paid a bit of taxes.
$9 billion.
$9 billion. Thank you, BHP. But guess how much Woodside paid?
$5 billion.
Try $3 million.
Big difference between $3 million and $9 billion.
Yeah. Massive difference. It turns out to be a tax rate of 0.53%. A few companies are paying tax, but most of these tax companies are paying nothing in royalties, nothing in taxes, and they're just completely getting away with it.
So it sounds like we're getting rorted. You've mentioned royalties and taxes. What's the difference?
Great question. These are deliberately confused by the bad actors. So a royalty is something that we are paid because we own something. So if I'm selling something to a bloke on Marketplace, he wants to buy it, he pays me for it. That could be considered a royalty. A baker buys flour for his bread. Him buying the flour would be a royalty.
Okay.
Right? And so a royalty is what a gas company should pay we, the punters, for the resources because we own those resources.
The punters own it.
If you look in the, if X-ray vision the ground, look in the ground, whatever's there belongs to all of us equally.
Makes
right? Because we're just all citizens. It makes a lot of sense, right? And so if a company wants that, they need to pay us to take it and then make a profit on it if they wish. And then on the profits, we're in a country that has a tax. So on your profits of your labor, when you get your paycheck, the government takes a nice little tax. They would do the same for a gas company as they make a profit. And as we've seen, half the gas companies aren't paying tax on that end either. Now, like I said, they're deliberately confusing a royalty and a tax. And here's a little video I want to show you that was put out by a lobby group for, I think the website is actually called QLD Competitive.
Queensland Competitive.
Right. Sounds fair and reasonable, doesn't it? But really, it's funded just by the mining lobby of Queensland. And the Queensland state government was going to up the royalties that they were going to get for coal. And this is the ad that they put out against it. And you'll see what they're trying to do is confuse people.
The resources industry is Queensland's nest egg, ensuring our state's prosperity by contributing billions of dollars to roads, police, hospitals and schools. But for short-term gain, the state government introduced the world's highest coal royalty tax.
Not a coal royalty tax. They've just added the word tax to scare you. It's not a tax, it's a royalty. So the ad is trying to convince Queenslanders. So the Queensland government said, hey, we should probably charge a little bit more for what we own in the ground. And they've tried to release an ad to trick people into saying, oh yeah, we should give it to them for less. We should sell our resources for less to this company. And so they put the word tax on because, you know,
everyday punters hate taxes. Well, I hate taxes.
We all hate taxes, right? But here's what they do. They go, well, you hate taxes, I hate taxes. There's only one of those two groups that can get out of paying taxes. And punters, it's not you, mate.
No.
And so when these these mining companies get out of paying taxes, who's left holding the bag?
We
the punters are left holding the bag. So we shouldn't really be cheering on these guys to not pay us for our resources and to not pay taxes.
So they're just using a scare campaign, really?
Yeah, it's just a complete lie scare campaign to confuse people. A royalty is not a tax. So once we understand those two concepts, we own what's in the ground and we can sell it to whoever we wish. Then they pay us a royalty. Once we split those concepts, then it's quite clear, especially with the numbers I've just shown you before, how much we could be getting, how much we're not getting.
Okay.
So I want to give some numbers around now. We're just sticking with the gas industry because that seems to be the biggest scam that's going on with the gas industry. And the problem starts with what's called the PRRT, the Petroleum Resource Rent Tax.
Okay, is it a royalty or is it a tax?
So, good question, and I actually don't know. Because in there, it's a resource rent, which is a royalty, but then they put the word tax on it. So I'm going to guess, and smarter nerd punters out there can correct me, fact checks welcome, citations necessary, let me know. But as far as I understand it, they've kind of deferred the royalty to after and kind of collect it on the other end on the profit side. And so it's like they've combined it into one. All we need to know about the PRRT is that it's an absolute joke and doesn't work. So we were getting more money 20 years ago from the PRRT and gas companies than we're getting right now.
A lot's changed in 20 years.
A lot has changed. And in the last 2 years or 3 years, when Russia invaded the Ukraine and cut off Russian gas to Europe, everyone needed Aussie gas. So these companies, which are often foreign owned, drill our gas and then sold it to Europeans at record prices, right? And we got 2.9% on their export revenue. So like next to nothing. So once again, 20 years ago, we made more money than we did now and export revenue went up 20 times. Like it went up massively.
So our government taxes me at a tax rate of what, 30-something percent?
Yeah.
But these companies are getting taxed 2.9% on their revenue.
Next, they're playing silly buggers with the numbers, but it just doesn't pass the pub test.
I'm outraged.
So we all punters really should be outraged. So to outrage you even further, we get the government budget every year gets more money from smokers and the tax they pay on their ciggies than they do from the PRRT.
I've been scrolling recently as well, and in relation to HEX, I've seen that the government gets more revenue from the interest payments on HEX debt than what we do from our gas exports.
Yes, what an absolute scam. And Richard Dennis, who's an economist at the Australia Institute, he said it quite well, and that did pretty well on the social media algorithms. Mm. He said, congratulations, students, you are the backbone of our economy. We're always bloody told that mining and gas is like that ad. Oh, it's really important for industry. Nah, mate, you smokers are. Cheers. Yeah. You students, cheers. You guys are actually giving the government budget more tax revenue than we're getting. So obviously, absolute huge scam.
So we give it to them for virtually nothing.
Uh-huh.
They ship 90% of it overseas. They sell it back to us at record prices. Then they pay very little to no taxes And then they have to the hide to tell us that they're running out of gas.
Yeah, so recently they're now saying, we're out of gas. You know why they're out of gas, James?
Why?
Because they're selling it overseas. Oh, we don't have any gas for you. Oh, hang on, isn't it our gas? Oh, I sold it to Germany. Sorry, guys.
At what stage do they sell it to us first?
After? Well, they don't. That's why they're saying, we don't have enough. You need to let us drill more. Oh, yeah, what are you going to do with that? Oh, ship it overseas. Like, that's the game. This is why it just keeps getting worse. And James, it gets even worse. Because these are what's called non-renewable resources. Once they're gone, they're gone. Once all the gas is pumped, once all the coal is dug, it's gone. And the next generation is going to be left with the cleanup bill. Because I don't know about you, but digging stuff makes a massive mess. And if you want to rehabilitate the area and fill in ginormous holes, it's going to cost money. And we're going to be on the hook for that. So you'd want to hope that we're getting some money now to pay for it later. And the short answer is we're not.
So this, I can't believe it really. It all sounds like a scam. How did we let this happen?
Oh, James, are you looking for someone to blame?
Oh, I think we need to play the blame game.
Let's play the blame game.
Blame game, blame game. He did this, she did that. It's never us and that's a fact. Now who do we point the finger at?
First up on the blame game, let's point a solid finger at politician Bob Hawke.
Is this politician Bob Hawke that loves sculling a beer at the cricket?
Loves sculling a beer, yes, yes. Well done, politician Bob Hawke, but not well done for the PRRT.
No, I'm happy to blame him.
It kind of sucked from the beginning.
Right.
But it was made worse by a couple of blokes that I'm going to kind of pin on. You won't have heard of them. I hadn't heard of them either. Politician Martin Ferguson and politician Ian McFarlane. They were, I believe, ex-resource ministers or high-up government ministers. And politician Martin Ferguson presided over a number of legislative changes which allowed gas extractors to avoid tax before he retired. Now, we get to why we blame him. Where do you think he went to work just weeks after leaving his political office?
Oh, surely he went into retirement, I would say.
Oh, you got a nice pension there, son. Maybe kick back, take five. Oh, no.
Move into one of his residential properties.
Yes. Get, you know, collect some rent money. No, no. He went and got a big fat paycheck from the fossil fuel lobbies. Martin Ferguson and Ian McFarlane, these two blokes that did it probably, I think, the worst, they took up positions as non-executive directors for British Gas weeks after leaving federal politics.
There's no rules against going straight from politics straight to being a lobbyist?
No, James, there are not. And so they walk in to just like working directly for the companies that they crafted legislation for.
Weeks before.
Weeks before. So they obviously have all the connections. So this is kind of moving into the blame game of lobbying. These blokes did it the worst, which is why I'm naming and shaming specifically. Thank you to Michael West Independent Media for drawing a nice article on that, if people want to see that in the show notes below. So lobbying, it gets worse. It's not just these two jokers that move directly into high up paid positions.
Is this a pattern?
I would call it not even a pattern, but a tradition. So politician Mark McGowan, ex-premier of Western Australia.
I have heard the name.
He would have made some pretty important decisions over which companies could drill where and how much they would pay in WA. Well, he skipped out, retired, and went to work for MinRes and a few other mining lobbying groups.
Just sitting on the board of a couple of different ones?
I think three or four, if I'm honest. I need a fact check it, but there was a few in there. He was copping a bit of heat. So he's not only getting his pension from the government, from us, from we the punters, but he's gone to pick up double dip a few pay packet on that. At least tax rate goes up when you got a couple of jobs, doesn't it?
I don't know.
I'm sure he's got a Cayman's account. I hope he doesn't. And then, you know, he's not alone. He's in good company, right? The tradition politician Julie Bishop, deputy leader for the Liberal Party when, I think, ScoMo or one of the many rotating...
One of them.
One of them was in. She went to work for MinRes as well. Okay, here's some other ones. So these are the lobbying... These are politicians that went into working for lobbying. Keith Pitt, current leader of the Nationals Party, which is the deputy leader of the coalition, right? He's obviously still in government, so we'll see where he ends up. But he's just been flown semi-recently by Santos over to on a charter jet to an event for Santos.
What? So one of the big mining companies can just choose any politician they want to influence and they can fly them on a PJ wherever they want.
It seems, well, maybe not wherever they want, to their event.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want to come to my event and show investors in the company how connected we are and how great our profits are going to be because we're friends with the shadow minister for whatever? This is just such a gross pattern. Peter Dutton. Politician Peter Dutton gets flown to Gina Reinhart's private party. Gina Reinhart, massive mining magnate. So these are just blatant, open relationships between mining companies, lobbying groups, and politicians. Even when they're in office, they're getting flown around on PJs everywhere.
So do they have to declare this in any way, that they're actually going these places, flown on these jets by these mining companies?
I've got no idea. Maybe smart punters help me out here. punterspolitics@gmail.com. Do politicians have to declare their little getaway flight trips that they get gifted from these different business groups? So the connections are endless. There's websites you can look at in the show notes if you want to see the disgusting web of mining control over both major sides of politics. It's just a tradition at this point. So we can blame lobbying. I don't know who you're blaming, whether you blame the politicians or the corporation, but we're going to blame the lobbying. Massive problem. Next one we could blame is political donations, or as I like to call it, legalized bribery.
So if we're bribing a political party, doesn't matter which...
Sorry. You can't say that. It's politically donating to a political party. Thank you very much.
If we're donating to a political party, how much does it cost to buy one of these political parties?
Well, you would think a lot. How much do you think?
Oh, I'm just a punter, but I don't know, $50 million, $100 million to buy a party.
You would think. They control a lot of decisions. The profit of your business depends on getting approval for that mine. So you'd think $100 million, given they're raking in profits of, you know, $30 billion in 10 years, right? Well, let's go through some. I've got some from last financial year. Liberal Party received $500,000 from mining companies. That's all of them put together.
That's it.
That's all. That's not even a house.
I don't know if I would even accept that bribe.
A small house in Newcastle.
Yeah, very small.
For a whole political party. Cheap. Bargain.
Very cheap.
Bargain. Next was Labor. They're, I guess, easier to buy at $392,000.
Oh, that's not much money.
It's not much. You know, it's even not much. How cheap the Nationals go. They're the biggest advocates for this industry. They're bought off by $60,000.
Not even a new Hilux ute.
Nah, Punter James, we're not saying that politicians would be bought out by these political donations.
Definitely not.
Definitely not. But something's influencing their decisions.
Isn't
and
it just?
Maybe it's this money.
Maybe it's the money. Maybe it's the private jets.
We will let punters decide what they do with this information. And, you know, specifically, I love to name specific names. Santos, we named and shamed for paying very next to zero income tax over 10 years. They're obviously got gas projects they need the government to approve. They donated $44,000 to Labor and nothing to Liberal.
Ooh.
I wonder why, because Labor's in power. They're just saving money. Smart move. Frugal. 44 grand. That's all it takes.
I can't believe how such a little amount of money influences policy.
Yeah, it's sad to work out. These are the things that I would blame as to how we end up in a situation where Australia is missing out on at least $74 billion. And like we, the punters, we, the government, we're missing out on that kind of money because the structures and systems that our government has built, our taxation system, our royalty system, pretty much allows these companies to take what we own for free and sell it for massive profits and then get away with paying next to nothing in taxes. You ask, how do we end here? I think it's a strong combination of all of those things.
So we're blaming the Hawke government. We're blaming the politicians who are involved in lobbying.
Yeah.
We're blaming Santos.
Yep.
And we're blaming all the political donations from all the mining companies coming in.
I think that's a fair summary.
Well, now I know who to blame. What are we going to do about it?
All right. We want solutions.
Please.
Let's look abroad. They say comparison's the thief of joy. I think it's a window to hope.
Excellent.
But we need to go through the despair to then see what we could be doing. So the Norwegian government, it actually has a 70% stake and ownership of its petroleum export company.
Do we have any ownership over ours?
Fact checks very welcome. Citations necessary, but I believe no. It is wholly privatized by mostly foreign-owned investments.
That's outrageous.
It's very outrageous. So, but we're looking at solutions. We're coming to the hope. So, solutions would be government establishes a half-nationalized, like 70% at least, where we, the punters, own 70% of the shares in the company that is run, and the government is co-owned of this, of these resources. So then the profits, at least 70% of them, go to the Norwegian government, and then when they the profits come out, they also tax it on the other end at 78%.
Okay, so royalties and taxes are involved here.
It does get complicated, and I'm a little bit out of my depth, so fact checks welcome, citations necessary, punterspolitics@gmail.com. But I believe that that's what the case is. They're taxing it at a much higher rate. We're at we're between 2 and 10% across different resources, coal and gas. These guys are at 78.
They're doing all right.
And then they take all this money and they drop it in what's called a sovereign wealth fund. And the Norwegian people, I suppose, have over $1 trillion in this sovereign wealth fund. So it's this pool of money that they that the government just invests on Norwegian's behalf into different things around the world and then make money on those investments.
Right. So they've just got a government bank account that they're just making massive profits on.
Massive. They're just investing in other stuff, diversify the portfolio, et cetera, et cetera. So if Norway ever runs out of oil, it's got trillions of dollars in this piggy bank invested in different countries, different things, like a whole share portfolio of different things. And then the dividends from that, they can take and put back into the Norwegian economy. And I think theirs works out to be over $300,000 per Norwegian citizen.
So why can't we just copy them?
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I don't see why we couldn't. I know it's difficult, it's challenging, it's going to take a long time to get there. But if we at least start with going, hey, here's what they did, let's head in that direction. Yep. So that could be a possible solution there. And then obviously we've got to deal with lobbying before I think any of this can even happen.
Yeah, politicians going straight into these mining companies after they retire.
Yeah. So here's some solutions for that. This one's actually quite bloody easy.
Okay.
Ireland, have a cooling off period, which is 1 year. So if you're a politician, you have you can't work for up to 1 year and then you can go and do it. I don't think that's good enough. Canada has 2 years, and this is going to... Oh, this outrages me every time. See how outraged you are. The US... of A, who we believe we are so much more sophisticated than and more developed than, and we're like, oh, we're so much smarter. No, we're not. They have a 5-year period after a politician leaves office before they can go lobby.
But we don't have anything at all, not even 2 weeks.
Well, I'll tell you what we do have. Fact checks welcome, citations necessary. A voluntary code of conduct. Oh. And so this code of conduct is so loose that even the blokes I mentioned, weeks after, didn't just go to a lobbying firm. They went directly to an oil company. It wasn't even flagged on their code of conduct as being pulled up, being like, oh, hey, you probably shouldn't have maybe done that. And they're like, oh, sorry about that. And then keep doing it. It wasn't even that. It didn't even register on whatever we've got happening now.
Right.
So we could easily end that. And yeah. I mean, why not ban it altogether? If you were ever the pivotal decision maker for the profits of a company or industry, how about you never go into that industry?
Follow up question. Do some of our politicians own shares in these companies?
I think we need to find out if there's any correlation between how a politician votes and their share portfolio. So send them through to punterspolitics@gmail.com. I think let's definitely come back to that in a future episode. Because if you can make investments in the stuff that you're approving, conflict of interest much?
I think so.
You stop serving we the punters and you start serving you your bloody wallet. So anyway, we could end. And then the last one, pretty easy, I think. I mean, hard to do, but in my optimistic world, stop political donations.
From corporate companies?
Yeah, just stop it.
Are donations just normally from punters to these parties?
Like, it's very complicated and we don't even know. There's so much dark money in the donation system. But we've discovered some of it and a lot of it is just coming from massive corporations.
$500,000. It doesn't seem like it's enough money to run a political party.
No, but what it does do is it gives the edge over the other party when it comes to the election. Because we actually do have already publicly funded elections. So they'll say, oh, how do we afford to run politics? We already fund it. Taxpayers already pay for this to happen. They just didn't turn off the tap. So the Liberal Party are going, oh, we can get an advertising edge if we can get more money in for the next election. And then Labor go, well, if they're taking it, we're going to take it, right? So if you end that, I think that would assist the process of getting lobbying out, like those three things together. Now, we the punters, right, have a lot to gain from one being aware about this. So I think the biggest solution from now is just being aware And cheers to all the punters out there that sent their reel that explains some of this quite simply to just every punter they knew. Because the more people know about this, politicians actually work out that we care about it and there'd be votes in addressing this. As long as they think there's no votes in it, they're not going to touch it. So the groundswell of awareness needs to be so great that politicians will go against the big machine of mining companies. Because you saw that fear campaign ad there. That works. So I think governments are afraid of the mining companies running ads against them, and then they lose the next election. So we, the punters, can be aware of it. We can share it. We can talk about this massive scam. And people, it is complicated. I understand that. Making change is complicated. But that's not our bloody role. That's the politician's job. We're aware. We know we're getting scammed. Politicians fix it. That's what I would say. That's how simple I think politics ought to be. I don't have to give you a 10-point plan on how to get money out of politics. I just think it shouldn't be there. Politicians, that's your job. Sort it out. We've got a lot to gain, a lot of money that we could have. And remember, I only just spoke about gas.
Yeah, we've got plenty of other minerals in the ground, don't we?
Let me run a quick list. Iron ore, we're the world's largest exporter. Nickel, fifth largest. Aluminium, world's largest. Copper, sixth. Gold, second. Uranium, third largest exporter. Zinc, third. Coal, first. Oil shale, sixth. Petroleum, 33rd. Bit of competition in that one. Natural gas, it says first here, but I'm pretty sure we're second to the US, but we're up there.
That is a lot of top five finishes.
So imagine everything I spoke about, but for every bloody thing that we dig and export.
Right, so if we just matched Qatar just on gas, we would have $74 billion extra.
On that one.
On one. Yeah. And you just listed, what, 12? That we're just as competitive as in.
Yeah. So fact checks welcome, citations necessary. We could be the richest bloody citizens in the damn world if we did what smart countries did, like what Norway did. That's the model I would hold up if we just did what they did. And I think it is possible because other countries have done it. And we've just got a lot to gain from it. I want to play a little game again, conspiracy or coincidence. I want to come back to that one.
Okay.
Because in a few of my reels, I was name checking Santos. Now, you tell me what you think of this. I obviously called him out for not paying much tax, called him out for taking our gas.
And a million people shared it.
Well, about 20,000 people shared it and close to 2 million people viewed it. So I suspect maybe someone saw it. I was checking my LinkedIn. I don't use it, but...
Did you pay for it?
No, but an email came through and on the email, it gives you a sneak preview as to who's been looking at your profile. I hadn't paid for it, so I couldn't click in to see it.
Yep.
But it gave me a little few logos to be like, hey, come and pay for it.
Who's been looking at you?
Santos.
I think they want to recruit you.
So conspiracy? Are they legit looking me up to either pay me out or worse?
Yeah, worse. I think I see someone looking through the window, actually.
Yes. Like trying to get some details. So I don't know. You decide, conspiracy or coincidence.
At the moment, I'm hoping just coincidence. I think it's just someone who's a punter out there who works for Santos.
Or could be.
Who's just looking you up to see if you have a profile.
Yeah, they could have been like, oh, that's a funny video.
I want to keep track of this in future episodes though, but at the moment, coincidence.
Okay, at the moment, I really hope it's coincidence. So yeah, so I think there's hope. I think if we punters are aware of it, we can eventually sort this out, but it's going to take a long time and that's okay. That's politics.
So, Conrad, this is Punter's Politics.
It is.
I need you to take a punt.
Okay. All right. I do have a punt, actually. I'm going to place a bet that our current resource minister, politician Madeleine King, for the current government right now, I reckon she's going to go into, when she finishes up her term, she's going to go into becoming a fossil fuel lobbyist or work directly for a fossil fuel company.
Like the couple of people before her?
Like the many, many that went before her. So I think there's good odds on this one.
It's a safe bet.
It's a safe bet, but I wonder if we should keep a track of this.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to write it down and we're going to check in on it in the future.
Yeah, and see if it holds true. I think it's a safe bet though. Thanks for listening. Special thanks to the punters over on Patreon who support us and keep us going. If you want to get this ad-free with bonus material, you can head over to Patreon at Punters Politics. And thanks to all you punters out there who are sharing all this material on social media and the podcast with people who are interested. You are the reason why this content gets seen to bypass the corporate media and bypass those corporate ad algorithms holding us back.
So if you have any questions or any show ideas, email us in at punterspolitics@gmail.com. Power to the punters.
Power to the punts.